Okay, so Michigan winter, late December, cold, cold, cold. They just closed my dorm room for winter break, locking everybody out until January. I'm the very last one to leave. I try to start up my car, cross my fingers. There's the whir, whir, whir before the engine kicks to life. I look at the dash. I'm waiting for a miracle. The Chevette's fuel gauge bobbles right below the E mark. I search the cushions, the back seat, the trunk, under the floor mat, every cranny of the car, hoping to get gas money to drive to my parents' house across the state. I dig through the pockets of three pairs of jeans. Grand total, $1. One stupid dollar. The car sputters. I figure maybe there's 5 more minutes left in the gas tank before the engine goes dead. I drive the entirely empty Ann Arbor streets to the Comerica Bank ATM on University Avenue. I know there's nothing in my account. I know this because I've checked already, but now I check again. The screen declares that in my account sits a grand total of $2. If I could take the $2 out, I would, but that's not even enough to withdraw. I go through every single option. I've gone through every single option. I put my dollar in a bank envelope. I say that I need to make a deposit. I push the envelope into the machine. It asks me how much I'm depositing, and I type in one. I think about it long and hard. Then I type in zero and another zero. Enter. The automatic receipt comes out. Balance, $102. I hit withdraw, $100. Enter. No way is this going to work out. No way. Then there's the glug, 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 glug of the machine spitting out 5 crisp new $20 bills. I shove them in my pocket and I know they're gonna get me. I know there's no free money. I know that I'm something akin to a bank robber. But right then, I also know that I have gas money.